to be or not to be? That is the question. Whether this nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against the sea of troubles and by opposing end them. To die, to sleep, no more. And by a sleep, to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is hurt to. 'Tis a consummation devotee to be wished, to die, to sleep, perchance to dream. Ah, there's the rub. For in the sleep of death, what dreams may come when we have shuffled off this mortal coil must give us pause. There is the respect that makes calamity of so long life. For who would bear the whips and scorns of time, the oppressor's wrong, the proud man's contumely, the pangs of despised love, the loss, delay, the insolence of office, and the spurns that patient merit of the unworthy takes, when he himself might his cutis make with a bare bodkin? Who would fardels bear, to grunt and sweat under a weary life, but that the dread of something after death, the undiscovered country from whose burn no traveller returns, puzzles the will and makes us rather bear those ills we have than fly to others that we know not of? Thus conscience does make cowards of us all, and thus the native hue of resolution is sickled o'er with the pale cast of thought, and enterprises of great pith and moment with disregard their currents turn awry and lose the name of actions.